Oh,
it's pretty cool.
Looks like a DNA type thing.
Does it say fart or
looks
fuck?
Like, look, fart. Looks like what came out of me later for eating a can of cheese balls.
Oh, wait, did we have any? We forgot to check if we had any reviews.
No reviews. I did.
No reviews.
Come on,
dude. My new tagline. I'm so happy that I thought of it live in the moment.
We'll see you next Tuesday, guys.
See you next Tuesday.
Release on Tuesday. It's fucking perfect.
It is perfect.
See you next Tuesday, cast.
I don't think it's good as Great Show Kids, One in a Million.
I don't know.
No. I mean, so you know, all you $5 patrons out there will get the inside joke every time Chris says, see you next Tuesday.
That's right.
So good. Oh, my goodness. So good.
Well, I can't believe it took us this long to come up with like a set release date all the time. You know.
And I'm so grateful that it's Tuesday.
Because it wouldn't make sense if you say, see you next Tuesday.
You can mix it up from week to week. You know, you could be like, see you next Taco Tuesday, you know, or
Taco Tuesday. I haven't had tacos.
There's a lot of great things about Tuesday, you know?
I miss Tex-Mex tacos. God, these, you don't find them out here at all unless you go to Taco Bell.
That's your Tennessee tacos, right?
Yeah, because I want a hard shell taco with ground beef and a shit ton of cheese. Because that's just how I grew up eating tacos, and out here they're all soft shell tortilla with like a little bit of shredded.
It's also meat. What?
Wait, what are they called?
Tortilla. Now I'm doing
tortilla.
A
tortilla.
Tortilla.
You said tortilla.
Tortilla. Shit.
Pasadilla.
I gotta get a tortilla.
Can you give me that chicken quesadilla? I'd really like that. Yeah.
Is Matt stoned or is he frozen?
I think he froze.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Stone next Tuesday.
Yeah, but they're the little soft shell tortilla.
I can't say it.
I
live even in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Follow me, right? Right. Tor.
T. T.
Ya.
Tortilla.
Tortilla.
Tortilla. Tortilla. Tortilla. Exactly. There you go. Don't
fuck it up. Don't fuck it up.
Tortilla.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah, tortilla. Tortilla. So it's a soft shell tortilla with a little bit of shrimp.
You put the accent on it. It's so good.
Soft shell tortilla.
Tortilla.
I get a taco with a tortilla.
Tortilla. Yeah. So they put a little shredded beef in the center.
I need to interrupt you. Just say soft shell.
Soft shell.
That's all I have to say, soft shell.
No, that ruins it. No. I used to do that shit to at UT, the Spanish club, professors.
What the fuck is UT?
University of Tennessee.
Urinary tract infection or something like that?
Yeah. So at the University of Tennessee, at the bar I would always go to on Fridays, the Spanish club, which was all the professors of Spanish, would meet just to hang out after the week of work. And
how do they say tortilla?
Yeah, exactly. No, but I'm saying like nothing drove them more nuts than Southerners who would speak Spanish in a Southern accent.
Oh, so, it's the funniest shit ever.
It's the funniest
you
shit
literally
ever.
Literally just did it, and I've been laughing for 5 minutes.
And that's what I mean. But you do that. You walk in and like, ¿Dónde es la? ¿Una cerveza, pro favor? Like, you just do whatever.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
La biblioteca. Yeah, like, or, you know, ¿Dónde es el baño? Like, and just, it was just like nails on a chalkboard.
¿Dónde está mi truco?
I'm sorry I missed that part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, you missed it.
I'm gonna have to catch up with that next Tuesday.
You were out of it.
I was.
You missed me butchering tortilla.
Matt, I don't know if you could hear us or not, but you froze in the beginning of that call, and Jack called you out. He goes, "Is Matt frozen or is he just stoned?" And the answer was yes.
Yes.
I wish, guys. I have actually been a really good boy.
You want to be frozen?
Yeah. When I was frozen, I was frozen, just like Michael Jackson and Walt Disney.
Mm-hmm. So on the other hand,
you did look stoned.
Well, that's in related news. Naturally.
I actually I just got my medical marijuana card.
Oh yeah, maybe saying that, and you purchased it with some money that wasn't yours.
Yes, exactly.
Congratulations.
Yeah. True. Yeah. So I went through the process of getting the card. This is actually this is the type of content you get in the after hours of the show.
Why do you have to have the card if it's legal?
So and here's the very good question, and it's incredibly beneficial to get the card, at least in the states that have both recreational and medicinal. For a couple of reasons, right? So, number one, you're not subjected to the astronomical state sales tax that's imposed on it. So, if you go to, and I haven't been to a recreational dispensary in Massachusetts yet, but I've only been to one in Massachusetts. It was actually specifically a medicinal dispensary. But if you go to the recreational dispensaries in Massachusetts, being a card carrier gives you a number of benefits. Number one, you don't pay the state sales tax, which is, I think, 20-something percent. It's crazy. Second, you don't wait in the same line. So
So Matt probably has one.
No.
Yeah, exactly. So you actually have your own register, and you don't have to wait in the lines, which have been super long. There's also a restriction in Massachusetts for recreational for the quantity that you can purchase.
Oh.
I don't know what those specifically are, and contrary to popular belief, by no means am I a pothead. Like, people make the jokes about me getting high all the time.
You don't sound like it.
No, they just make the jokes about me.
No, but people bust my chops saying I smoke a lot of weed. I don't. I really truly don't. But so the process of getting a medical marijuana card is interesting in Massachusetts. So you have to get a approved by a physician who then logs you in and gets you like an access code to the state.
What is the doctor looking for? Do you actually need it?
So it depends on where you go, right? So there's certain if you go to your primary care physician, like it's so true. Like, you're gonna have a different experience.
Go to Bobby down the corner.
But for instance, there's this one guy I went to in Massachusetts called the CED clinic. I forgot what the I think it's the cannabis education something whatever blah blah blah. The guy is super smart about all this. So he actually graduated from Tufts Medical Center with a medical degree, and ended up leaving primary care and going to start up this facility. So what I learned, so I'll be honest with you, like, I went to this appointment and I had in my mind, okay, I got to come up with, like, I got to make sure I say the right things. I want to make think I really need it. Because at the end of the day,
I fell on my back in a pile of shit.
Right. So, but here's the thing is, like, I do have a couple of things that actually, that qualify. So, I mean, I have anxiety from time to time, just like anybody else does. I don't have any heightened level of anxiety. But I do have psoriasis. So psoriasis is a huge pain in the balls. I'm currently on a ton of different medications for it, which are currently working, but I actually inject myself once a month with medication, to kind of battle it. It's sucked. It's a huge pain in the ass. But they've had all this, like, research has been done on how you can utilize, like, CBD creams and oils, or make your own THC lotions that will actually remove. And it's proven to work anti-inflammatory aspect of it. So I went in leading with that, right? That was like my golden ticket. And I get in there.
I want it now.
What was interesting is that he started glowing when I told him. He was, oh, you're going to love this. This is going to work so well for you. We have such great, success stories with patients doing this, et cetera. And then he broke into the conversation and he was like, a lot of people come in here with these this predetermination in their heads that they have to have an excuse. He goes, the uses of medicinal marijuana and cannabis are so far reaching. He's like, that everybody could actually benefit from having the use of medicinal marijuana or cannabis or insert name of product here. He goes, honestly, God, he goes, in Massachusetts, he goes, this whole recreational marijuana thing, that's all tourists. He goes, there's no reason that a resident of Massachusetts shouldn't get this card.
But isn't the selling point of having the being able to sell marijuana in the state the taxes they make from it?
Tons, yeah, tons.
But, so, but if everyone has a medical exempt card,
but the thing is, everyone doesn't. That's the thing, right? So there's a very, very small percentage of people who actually go through the process because it's kind of a pain in the ass to do, because you have to go for the appointment, you have to pay, a registration fee to the doctor. I paid to the tune of $200 to meet with them. And then you have to pay $50 to the state.
That's why the guy's pushing the card.
Printing money. Printing money.
Everyone should have one. How many people in Massachusetts?
So he gave me this rundown, this education about how all this shit works. And I was blown away by all the potential benefits. So I learned that on certain strains at certain specific temperatures of vaporization, because the majority of the people in the country, in the world, you got your start on trying marijuana by either smoking a joint, smoking a bowl, hitting a bong or whatever. And that's the way the majority of people consume.
You don't know me.
mine was a bong, by the way. Mine was a bong.
Yeah. So that's the majority of the way people consume it. Right. But
allegedly,
there are, and he gave me all this information. I've been looking into it. It's crazy that this is why so much more funding needs to go into this type of research, because at certain temperatures, not on fire, not burning a bowl or a joint, but a specific temperature of vaporization, different chemical compounds are released that actually have a wide range of treatment potential, right? One specific, I forgot what the acronym was, by a very specific 15 degree variation in temperature, around 380 degrees or whatever, THC or the not THC, but the chemical compound that's released can actually suppress an appetite, which is the exact opposite of what everyone thinks, and cause an increased focus. And he was saying if they had the proper, approvals and research being done, this particular compound at that temperature could be a replacement for Adderall and Ritalin. It just blew my mind, all this stuff. And I've been learning and reading a whole lot more. But to this day, I'm not going in and just buying it by the trash bag full. I bought a little concentrate oil thing and then some caramel edibles. Right.
Oh, yeah. I hear the edibles are the best.
Yeah. Oh, they're great.
I always enjoyed that edibles.
Because I've had people, because I've talked about it before, I use it for my back, but I haven't in a while because I start coughing when I'm end up throwing up from smoking because it's so the stuff I'm getting is so strong. Mm. And I was cleaning up the garage the other day and I forgot I still had this bag I've had for about 6 months just sitting there. I won't smoke it because it literally I can't smoke it without throwing up.
Oh yeah.
So
and edibles so are,
I go, think, the, I go with the back pain.
Yeah. I think edibles are great. Cause it lasts a lot longer.
And we can't get them.
And it doesn't have that immediate, kick. But I've always enjoyed edibles over burning.
Because I've had listeners who listen to us send me a message saying, "Does it really work?" I said, "It doesn't take the pain completely away. It depends on the level of your pain. Say I have that day I have a level 15." It might bring it down to a 7 or 6 and help me sleep that night. Whereas before, if it gets that high, I'm not sleeping at all. It doesn't matter what I drinking doesn't take the pain away. It might bring it down a little bit, but the marijuana, it does bring the pain down. So that's why I said it should be legal as long as people aren't driving, and all that crap.
It should totally be legalized. I mean, because you are experiencing the benefits of just smoking it, right?
Yeah.
But as I was saying before, there are so many things that people don't yet know about or understand, because the way that people have consumed marijuana has only been from burning it. But there are so many other benefits that are being unlocked and figured out.
I've tried the oils; they don't work. It doesn't bring the pain down at all.
Oh, like topical? You mean or
whatever they sell here legally?
CBD.
Yeah. So none of that shit's real. That's all snake oil that you buy. You can buy that shit. If you can buy it at a gas station, don't buy it.
Yeah. Well, it was given to me as a gift, but
yeah,
it didn't work. I guess you're supposed to put it on your tongue and I don't, and then there's oils to put on your back. It doesn't work. The paint, you're wasting your time, but the paint's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was having kind of an anxiety ridden weekend. I don't know. It's just been a shitty time. And Chris, you had commented right after my aunt.
I did see that.
on a post that I had made. Well, my aunt was just like, "Oh, that's what alcohol's for." And Chris posts like, you know, "Hey, you know, it's legal here in Massachusetts." And I totally was like on board with what Chris was saying, not necessarily my aunt. Mainly,
I'll be honest, I didn't realize at first that was your main Facebook page. I just kind of in my mindset that we were like on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And then I realized it, and I was like, "Ah, fuck it, it's in."
It's all right.
It's out there. All right.
So,
Matt, are you smoking the marijuana? Are you smoking that marijuana?
Well, I think she already knows that about me, but I'm not as worried about that. But I would have
that's the devil's drug.
I would have totally had some weed over the weekend if I could, because it would have totally relaxed
me. I got some. I'm not using. So. If you want me to?
Oh sure, yeah. Just mail it. I'm sure no drug sniffing dogs are gonna find that porn.
I'll just put it in. You got special privilege at the post office that they won't find.
Yeah, right. Anyway, it's just. A lot of Jack, you know, he always worries about us and, you know, private messaged me like if I was okay. And, you know, I think that
to be fair, I got to wonder if I got to get a new host.
And there was a lot of people that commented on my post. And I think it's because I generally come off as an easygoing, pretty optimistic kind of guy. You know, if Nick posts something that he's down in the dumps, people are like, yeah, that's just
Nick. It's just Nick, yeah.
I'm giving Nick a hard time because he's quiet.
Nick's still trying to say tortilla.
but when I tortilla. Say something, you know, like where tortilla. I'm like filled with anxiety, then people are like, "Oh shit! Like, what's wrong with Matt? Like, oh my gosh! Like, so." But anyway, it mainly work related stuff, as I mentioned to Jack privately. You know, just running a business is not easy.
Nope.
It's this thing that everybody thinks like, oh, it'll be fun. It's so much fun to run your own business. And, you know, it's not.
Well, I told you part of the thing I sent you. I said, everybody in America should have to do it for at least a year. And I go, you'd have less people bitching at the counter, bitching, complain. You would, because if I'm bitching at you at the counter, it's because you've really fucked up. I mean, a lot of times I go, all right, I remember. I know how it is. I know how it is to work with the public. Reel it in. You know, okay, it's not that bad. But you see people just going off on people for no reason. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd have people going off me. I just look at them going, I really don't care. And the guy behind the counter really doesn't care when you're yelling at them about prices and stuff. They don't care.
No. I was at the pharmacist at noon today getting some more insulin. And that's what I was thinking the entire time. I was like, you know, a pharmacist makes a damn good living. But there's no way I'd put up the shit they do, because especially at my pharmacist, because we're right there next to Skid Row, you get a lot of people coming in like just seeking drugs, and they make up any excuse like, oh, my doctor should have sent this prescription in, and you're like, well, we don't have it. Like, well, they called you like a few hours, and you just hear that, you know that they're lying, and then they start yelling and start making a scene, and it's like, and it's not just like one person. Like, if you're sitting there waiting for 30 minutes, you'll see at least two or three people do it. Like just come in one after the other, just like seeking drugs, trying to get them, saying, well, what do I need to do? Like, what do we, and like, they'll just keep going, hoping that the pharmacist just give up and go like, oh, fine. Here's some Sudafed. Here's some whatever. It's like, really?
Well, the last time I went to go pick up something for my wife, and the lady in front of me, she was going on and on and on that she should have been covered under her insurance. And the person said, I get that, but I can't sell it to you that, because it's not saying your insurance is going to pay for it. You need to contact your insurance company. And I could see the frustration on the woman's face that's trying to get her medicine, because it was quite a bit more, you know, without the insurance coverage. But the person goes, I can't sell it to you at that price, because it's telling me it has to be this price. And she's just, it's just what's going on and on. And nothing was getting resolved. It was just all of us were just waiting longer in line because this person's insurance company screwed up, or she wasn't covered. I don't know what the whole thing was, but it was just like, God, I felt bad for that person. But I'm just like, oh my God, I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
And my anxiety wasn't even real based on you know, dealing with customers one-on-one so much as just a slew of kind of events. And then today, of all days, I had this horrible migraine headache. The pressure changes have been really nasty. I wake up at like 3:30 in the morning. I look at my email and my account's overdrawn. And it wasn't actually my account. I was locked out. Okay, so over the weekend, somebody tried to hack my bank account. And then, so I don't have access to it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I needed some quick cash.
You were trying to do that?
Yeah, I would need some quick cash.
Oh, okay. I would have just sent you some money.
I just would.
So.
If that would happen to my bank account, I just would have laughed. I'm like, you want my $5? There you go.
Well, it was weird. I mean, I know I had money in there, but I was worried that, like, because somebody had tried to hack it over the weekend, that here I am waking up, you know, with this migraine at 3:30, and then I'm reading the email that, like, you know, my account's overdrawn. It was actually my wife's. Money just could be moved over. It was no big deal. We have our own kind of checking accounts, and they're shared. So I have mine, she has hers, and we can kind of flip money back and forth when needed. But I couldn't even access it. And I'm just in the middle of this migraine. And then I find out that there's this other art supply store coming in to my local town here where I run an art supply store. And, you know, so for all you patrons out there, fuck Hobby Lobby. Fuck you and your stupid religious zealot laws. Okay. And all of your fuckery, because it just pissed me off. So sorry if you work for Hobby Lobby, but not really thrilled that there's a Hobby Lobby coming into my local town here where I already run an independent art supply store, have gotten no love from the local city, and yet here they are on their Facebook city page promoting the new Hobby Lobby, and I'm like, great. So yeah, that just
it does suck when the big boys come in.
Oh my God. I just was like, and there's things that they sell that we don't sell. I get that. Like, we have our own niche market, but still it hurts. And
The worst part is, you know, people say, I'm not going to go, but they will eventually.
Exactly. Yeah,
because its prices are cheaper.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other kick in the balls. And part of what I was wrestling with over the weekend is that, you know, the suggested retail price on anything is a joke. It's seriously a joke. Like, whatever the suggested retail price is, and it's agreed upon by certain trade manufacturers, and I get that. But it's what sucks is that it's lowered at a certain point. So there's always a 25% off, or you can take 30% off for so long, and these are the rules that they've deemed, right? Well, it never benefits the brick and mortar. Because the online guys can offer that lowest price all the time, 24/7. Mm-hmm. If it did benefit the brick and mortar, if let's say the lowest discount you could get was going into a store, and you know going into the store you could get 30% off, but online you could only get 25% off.
Mm-hmm.
There's those people that would just be like, well, I'll just buy it online and get it shipped. But there's those other people that would be like, oh no, I'm driving out of my way because this is, I know I can get it cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Drive to the brick and mortar store. So anyway, that's not my entire beef, but that is part of it. And anyway.
It's an interesting debate for sure. But you're always going to get somebody that's going to complain. If saying like, oh, it's unfair practice to do blah, 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 or whatnot.
The unfair practice is what has happened and killed all of the brick and mortar stores.
Yeah, exactly. But like, you see that here in LA a lot too. Like, they passed it. I think I've said this to you guys privately before, where a lot of street vendor law here to where you can sell food and certain things on the street with no permit, no nothing. You know, you're risking getting,
hepatitis
and a lot of things like that. But to me, I know that if I had like a little mom and pop grocery store or a restaurant and I saw three people out there like selling hot dogs or fruit or whatnot, or just anything, like you would be frustrated because they're not paying taxes. They don't have to have a health permit. and then
they don't have to pay business insurance.
Yeah, exactly. Anything, and then I'm doing it right, and you're right. But you're potentially taking away business from me standing on the public street right in front of my store.
And you have to charge more because you have all the employees or you have
employees,
to, that's social security,
business insurance. You've got rent to pay. You have
when I owned the mailbox, etc. There was a video store there and an independent video store, but not Blockbuster. And there was a card shop, not a Hallmark, but an independent card shop. And I talked to the two owners, and I said, you know what we should really do is we should combine all three stores, knock out a wall. We could have knocked out a wall between, I think, one of them. We could have knocked, and we just all, you know, we just take turns, you know, running. I put it all together. It's a video, mailbox, et cetera. I wasn't mailbox, et cetera anymore. I went independent, but it was, and a card shop. We could do all that in one location. That's a great idea. What happened is the video guy said, that's a great idea. He went and moved to the next mall over, a little strip mall over, which was 100 yards away, and did that.
Oh, shit.
And he had he had lower UPS prices than me. And what really pissed me off is I had a customer use a ship stone. He would carve stones and do artwork with stones. So he would ship these giant stones, and I'd wrap him a bubble wrap. He used to bounce checks to me all the time. And then he goes, okay, it's good. It would cost me $3. But it was so much money coming in that I put up with it. So one day, I what happened to him? He's not here anymore. So one time I saw him in the store. I go, hey, you still in business? He goes, yeah. I go, where are you at? And he goes, were you still shipping? He goes, well, I went over to the other place. I go, huh. He goes, well, I'm sorry. But I go, all those times I took those bounce checks of yours, never charged you the fees. Are you writing him bounce checks? He just looked at me. He didn't know what to say. I go, I guess that's loyalty. But what cracked me up is this guy that did that, the video store, he got pissed because they put a Blockbuster in his same mall. And that's when Blockbuster was huge and it killed him.
Yeah.
I go, karma's a bitch, buddy. But I go, Jesus, I just looked at him. I go, you went over there and opened up my idea. He goes, well, it was a good idea. I go, and so he goes, you're just too fucking nice. I go, yeah, it was my idea, but he took it. And it did hurt us. It hurt us because he was offering, you know, lower prices. He put coupons for UPS, different UPS prices off. And I go, dude, what the fuck? We used to be friends, but fuck off.
business is shitty. So, and you meet shitty people along the way.
Yeah, I'm just not that way. I'm not cutthroat.
Yeah, it's a whole other mentality. And I mean, I try to run, a very honest business and fair, but I mean,
you really can't be that way.
You know, you can't. People screw you over left and right. And, I can't complain because we're not really behind the eight ball. But you know, we're also not raking in, you know, big sacks of money either. So, you know, I'm glad that I have a job. I'm glad that I can be an independent, operator of a store that can, you know, still survive. But, today was definitely a shitty day when I read that. So sorry for all of our Hobby Lobby listeners out there, but, you basic.
Fuck you.
You know who owns it? Dean Spanos.
Wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, hey, this is the Ramblecast After Dark, Super Dark After Dark.
I put extended
RC. After Dark.
Okay. Extended darkness.
Yeah. See you next Tuesday.
Jack's just trying to get in before you get it in.
Yeah.
Hello. But yeah, so this is the special after show darkness for our $5 plus patron members. So if you're listening, thanks for being so supportive of the show, and thanks for joining us for the extra darkness.
Yeah, we could probably release this once a week.
I thought we were.
Yeah,
because is there a different plan?
I was curious how this was going to be done.
Well, Jay said once a month. I said, if we're going to do this every week, then we should just release it every week.
It's our hangnail, man. This is our trailer. I don't know what else you call it.
This is the extra stories. The extra stories that hit the cutting room floor.
I forgot to mention we do have a sponsor for this show.
It is hard to shut us up.
I forgot to mention we have a sponsor for the After Dark Extended Hour show. Hobby Lobby.
Makes sense.
15% off all paper products at Hobby Lobby.
It's a color test, and if you read between the lines, it does say fuck. So, anyway, there you go.
Get a free tortilla.
You get a free tortilla, and you can also get.
You've never had a tortilla. I'm just saying.
I've never had. I do best carne asada being in California.
Yeah,
carne asada is so good.
That's what I was going to finish for you guys busted my balls.
Well, to be fair,
but
for the course.
Because I guess the taco I got was a tortilla.
Well, at least it's a taco properly.
Yeah, and I wanted carne asada, but you know they're not the tacos out here are soft, and they put like the meat in the middle, and then they put cilantro and maybe some onions on it, and then you roll it up and you eat it. But I was like, damn it, I just want a hard shell taco with a shit ton of cheese. And I was like, I like it hard. Yeah, I like it hard.
What is your name, Richard?
Yeah. Dick Hard.
But they won't give you a hard shell out. You can't get a hard shell out there.
Yeah, if they are, they're not what you think of like in the East Coast. They're like a deep fried soft shell that becomes hard, but they're not the same. You know.
Yeah, that is exactly what she said.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I can't even say it. Never mind.
I bought those hard shell ones one time where I said I'm gonna make it easier because I take a corn tortilla and I fry it real quick. You know, which makes it, you know, unhealthy, but it tastes 100% better.
Damn good.
I got the hard shells and the things are just breaking left and right. I go, I'll never do that again.
So we do Taco Tuesdays here, but I was anticipating working later tonight, but because of the weather, I got out early. So we did Taco Tuesday on Monday last night. But one of the things that I fucking love these things, and Old El Paso makes them. They're soft tortilla bowls, like boats almost.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And they're fantastic. Like you can make a killer taco out of those little tortilla bowls. And I want to make more now that I'm talking about tacos.
Yeah, I'm the only one that likes the fried. I like the corn tortillas and they come in like packs of like 80.
Yeah.
And my wife goes, just get the flour ones. I go, I don't like them as much. I don't want that. I want the corn
ones. No.
But I'm the only one that'll eat them.
So now
go to waste.
So not only is See You Next Tuesday going to become one of our monikers, but we're also going to be on Taco Tuesday. So maybe we can do some taco shit for our taco shit.
There we go.
Taco stuff shit. For our show. Hey,
you know what I love about Taco Tuesdays? You know what I love about Taco Tuesdays? Leftovers on Wednesday.
Oh, there's never already leftovers in my house.
Oh, see, I always like, as I'm making the tacos, I always make like an extra one for my lunch for the next day.
Yeah. See, like when you get the taco kits, they're based on like 1 pound of beef, and you can't do that. Yeah. My daughter.
We're vegetarian, so there's lots of beans, lots of potatoes, lots of vegetables.
Lots of bullshit, what it sounds like. Anyway.
You know what? Like, take your fish and chips, go find Tina and fuck yourself.
That strikes back. I'm speechless.
Wait, you go find Tina and go fuck yourself.
You find Tina and get your salsa Rio. Tell my fucking ass. How about that?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay, my daughter crushes tacos, dude. She housed three of those boats and she loads them up and she just crushes them. So I've started having to like buy two kits a week so I can make a double batch for my fat bastard family.
I can never make them because Cindy and I, and she doesn't like them.
Oh, that's piss poor. Jack.
She usually gets chicken and fries it, you know, or mixes it, puts some spice in. I go, tacos, it's tacos. Come on,
that's a fajita.
You were born in Los Angeles. Even though she thought she was born in Hollywood, But when we had to get our passport, she found out she was born in Los Angeles. I go,
well, Hollywood is Los Angeles.
Yeah, but she thought it. She was always told it was Hollywood, that her birth certificate should have said Hollywood. But
well, as no. I'm saying, like, there's no city of Hollywood.
I told her that. Yeah. But she always insisted that no, she was born. I go, I think it's just Los Angeles. And she goes, well, so yeah. When she got her birth certificate, when she got it shipped out. It said Los Angeles. I go,
I mean, there's a city of West Hollywood, but no city of Hollywood.
Yeah. So I kind of,
it's weird.
Egged it on.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I would too.
Because every time I need to use my birth certificate, I think I've told the story before, I have to get a new one because they don't accept. I have like 5 Pennsylvania birth certificates because every time I have to use it, they don't accept the latest one.
Well, I mean, you are Amish, you know.
I guess,
and you were born back then, so it makes sense.
Because the first one is written in ink.
Yeah,
it's and it doesn't have the embossed seal. So when I signed up for Little League at 8, Little League, they wouldn't accept it.
Shit.
I said, so I can't play Little League. They said, no, you can sign you up, but right, you have to get a new one. So I got the new one. And then each time I went, like, I think my driver's license, whatever it was, oh, this is, we can't accept this. I go, why? So I have 5 birth certificates.
All right. Well, if you contribute at a certain patron level, you can get one of those.
Yeah. I'll give you one. I don't care.
So when you run for president, is there going to be an issue?
It could be. Hmm. The birthers will come out after me because they'll say, hey, you don't have a legitimate birth certificate.
It's not that, yeah. I have 5 of them. Yeah, but.
But I don't. Well, we have listeners from Pennsylvania. Has it been an issue?
He's from Hollywood.
I mean, is it an issue for anybody else? I mean, I was born in York, Pennsylvania, so I don't know if that's an issue, if it's just a York, Pennsylvania thing or if it's just a Pennsylvania thing. I don't know. It's a pain in the ass. Now, I've never had to do it in Pennsylvania because I've never really lived there, but
yeah,
it's a different place up there. They're different. Nice people, though.
Salt of the earth.
Yes. Hard workers.
You know who's the salt of the earth?
Those patrons.
Our patrons.
They're the best. And I think they're all from Pennsylvania.
They're
the
best.
Well,
there you go. So, I mean, our patrons, if you're listening, you are one. Thanks again for your support. Yes, much appreciated. Donations at any level are great, but we wanted to make sure those folks who are the $5 or above get a little something extra every week from the Ramblecast After Dark. And that's what this is, extra darkness.
Extra darkness. is that what we're going to call it?
Darkness. I don't know. I'm gonna run with it and see if it sticks. How about our patrons? I think the patrons should actually create the name.
Ooh, that's a good.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd like
How about some suggestions?
We're already after dark, so like this should be like Ramblecast Last Call or something.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I like it. These are great ideas.
Yeah. Okay. And I'd be open for
what's your hobby?
No. Uh-uh.
We'll meet you in the lobby.
I will not be on that show. Will not. I draw a line, Jack. Line in
you
the
are
sand.
An, you are an artist.
Yeah, yes, and I am going to draw a line. I'm drawing the line right here. This is as much as those $5 patrons are going to get.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
This is it. And on that note, great show, guys. This was one in a taco.
And we never said anything about Amazon in the first show.
Oh.
But if you shop Amazon, just go to jayandjack.com. Just click on the little button that says Amazon. And it's like your normal page and everything you buy. A little bit goes to all the podcasters on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network. And we got so many shows going now. So we have the broadcast, Jay and Jack. Is it just Jay and Jack? Jay and Jack Show. Survivor's coming back. And now you have Ramblecast After Dark, and whatever the patrons are going to call this, we have this show. And that's all I got.
Send us an email. Where can they send us an email to submit their names for this part of the show?
rcadcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's
rcadcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter with the same name, rcadcast, but not Gmail.
And we'd love to hear your suggestions for the name of whatever the fuck this is.
And we'll pick the one we like the best. We'll let Matt pick. That way,
I think the patrons should pick. Nick gave a great suggestion. Chris gave a great suggestion. If you got your own, we'll put it on a vote.
You don't like my suggestion that you have to pick it?
I don't want to pick anything.
All right, guys.
I already said a great show, one in a taco.
Oh, okay. See you next Tuesday.
Hasta luego and Tatilia. Bye.
Tatilia!
Bye.